Hey there, I want you to take a second and just think about your day so far, or maybe your week. How many tabs do you feel like are open in your brain right now? You know the feeling, right? There's a work project tab, the what to make for dinner tab, the did I reply to the email tab, the family stuff tab, the social media scroll tab. It's a lot. It's like we're running 100 programs at once, and our internal processor is just whirring, getting hotter and hotter, and eventually we start to lag. Things slow down. We get that little spinning rainbow wheel of death, but it's in our own head. We hear the word wellness thrown around all the time. It's on magazine covers, it's all over Instagram. It's in corporate jargon, and I think for a lot of us, it becomes this vague, almost intimidating concept. We picture someone who wakes up at 5 a.m. to do hot yoga, drinks a kale smoothie, and is just perfectly zen all the time. And we think, well, that's not me. I'm over here trying not to spill coffee on my shirt while running out the door. So wellness feels like another thing to add to the to-do list, another thing to fail at. But what if we redefined it? What if wellness isn't about perfection? What if it's simply about finding a way to close some of those tabs in our brain, to turn that noise down just a little bit, so we can hear ourselves think, so we can actually live in our lives instead of just rushing through them? That, to me, is where the conversation about meditation and wellness really begins. And I want to be clear, this isn't some luxury or just some passing fad. I truly believe that in the world we live in today, with the constant demands on our attention, it is absolutely essential. So let's start it there. Let's demystify this whole thing. First off, meditation. When you hear the word, what comes to mind? For a lot of people, it's a monk sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop, silent for hours, with a completely empty mind. No thoughts, just pure bliss. And that image is probably the single biggest reason people say, "Oh, I can't meditate. My mind is too busy." Well, I have some good news for you. That's not what meditation is about. The goal of meditation is not to stop your thoughts. I mean, let's be real, you can't just turn off your brain like a light switch. Your brain's job is to think. That's what it does. Trying to stop your thoughts is like trying to stop the waves in the ocean. It's impossible, and you'll just exhaust yourself trying. So what is it then? Meditation in its simplest form is the practice of paying attention. That's it. It's about learning to notice where your mind is without judgment. Think of it like this. Imagine you're sitting on the side of a busy road and the cars are your thoughts. One car is about your grocery list. The next is a memory from your childhood. Another is a worry about a future event. Normally, what we do is run into the road and chase after every single car. We get attached, we get carried away, we get stuck in the traffic. Meditation is the practice of just sitting on the curb. You see the cars, you acknowledge them. Oh, there's a thought about work, there's a worry. Then you let it drive by. You don't chase it. You just gently bring your attention back to the sitting on the curb. The curb in this analogy is usually your breath. It's your anchor. It's always there in the present moment. You can always come back to the feeling of the air entering your nose, filling your lungs, and then leaving your body. That's the practice, not an empty mind, but a focused mind, or more accurately, a mind that is learning again and again how to return to focus. Now, why is this so essential? Why should we even bother? Well, let's talk about our biology for a second. We're hardwired with a fight or flight response. It's our ancient survival mechanism. A tiger jumps out of the bushes, your heart races, your blood pressure spikes, cortisol, the stress hormone, floods your system, and you either fight the tiger or run for your life. This is great for surviving tigers. The problem is, in our modern world, there are no tigers. But our brain treats an angry email from our boss, a traffic jam, or a stressful news alert with the same level of emergency. We live in a chronic state of low-grade fight or flight, and that is exhausting. It wears down our bodies and our minds. Meditation does the opposite. It activates what's called the rest and digest system, the parasympathetic nervous system. If you want to get technical, just by focusing on your breath, you are sending a signal to your brain that says, hey, we're safe. There's no tiger. You can calm down now. Your heart rate slows. Your blood pressure lowers. Your muscles relax. You're actively training your body and mind to step out of the chronic stress cycle. It's like a reset button. And the benefits ripple out from there. When you practice noticing your thoughts without getting swept away by them, you start to do that in daily life too. You get that critical email, and instead of an instant panicked reaction, you have a tiny bit of space, a pause. You can notice a feeling of anxiety rising, and you can choose how to respond instead of just reacting. That is a superpower. It improves your relationships, your decision making, your overall sense of calm. It's also a workout for your brain's attention muscle, the prefrontal cortex. Every time your mind wanders and you gently bring it back to your breath, it's like doing a bicep curl for your focus. And just like physical exercise, the more you do it, the stronger that muscle gets. You'll find yourself more focused at work, more present in conversations with loved ones, more able to just enjoy a quiet moment without needing to immediately grab your phone. So, okay, you're maybe thinking, this sounds good, but how do I actually start? It still feels overwhelming. This is the best part. You don't need a special cushion. You don't need to chant. You don't need an hour of free time. You can start with 1 minute. Seriously, one single minute. Here's a simple way to try it. Right now, if you want, just find a comfortable place to sit. You can be in your office chair, on your couch, wherever. You can close your eyes if you feel comfortable, or just lower your gaze, and all you're going to do is notice your breath. Don't try to change it. Just feel the sensation of the air moving in and out. Your mind is going to wander, I guarantee it. Within seconds, you'll be thinking about lunch or that thing you forgot to do. And when that happens, that's the moment of practice. You just gently and kindly notice. Thinking. And then you guide your attention back to your breath. In and out. That's it. That's one rep. That's the whole exercise. If you do that for 60 seconds, you have successfully meditated. Let's tackle the big roadblocks people face. The first one, I don't have time. I get it. We're all incredibly busy, but think about all the in-between moments in your day, waiting for the coffee to brew, sitting in your car before you go into the office. The 2 minutes before a Zoom call starts, you can use any of these moments. It's not about adding another huge task to your day. It's about weaving moments of mindfulness into the life you already have. And honestly, the 5 or 10 minutes you invest in the practice can give you back so much more time in the form of increased focus and efficiency. It's an investment, not a cost. The second roadblock, my mind is too busy, which we already talked about. I just want to really hammer this home. A busy mind is not a sign of failure. It's a sign that you're human. The practice isn't about having a quiet mind. It's about learning to be with your mind as it is. It's about being the calm center in the midst of your own mental storm. And the third one, I'm not doing it right. This is a big one, especially for high achievers. We want to be good at everything we do, but meditation is a practice, not a performance. There is no winning. The only goal is to show up. If you sit for 5 minutes and your mind wanders for 4 minutes and 59 seconds, but you bring it back to your breath just once, that's success. You're building the pathway in your brain. You're practicing kindness and patience with yourself, which is perhaps the most important benefit of all. There are so many tools to help you, too. You don't have to do this alone. There are incredible apps like Headspace Calm or 10% Happier that offer guided meditations. They literally have someone's voice guiding you through the whole process, which can be incredibly helpful when you are starting out. There are countless free guided meditations on YouTube as well. You can try a body scan meditation where you bring attention to different parts of your body. Or a loving kindness meditation where you focus on sending well wishes to yourself and others. There are many paths up the mountain. The key is to find a one that feels right for you. And this all loops back to that big idea of wellness. Wellness isn't just about the absence of sickness. It's a proactive, ongoing process of becoming aware and making choices that lead toward a more balanced and fulfilling life. It's about tending to your mental and emotional health with the same importance you give yourself physical health. You wouldn't go years about brushing your teeth, right? We see that as essential maintenance. Mental hygiene through practices like meditation is just as vital. It's the foundation upon which everything else is built. When you're more centered, more present, and less reactive, you're a better employee, a better partner, a better parent, a better friend. You're better to yourself. You start to notice the small joys in life again. The taste of your morning coffee, the warmth of the sun, a good conversation. You're not just rushing past them on your way to the next thing. You're actually there for your own life. So my invitation to you is this. Just be curious. Let go of any preconceived notions of what meditation should be. Let go of the pressure to do it perfectly and just try. Maybe tonight before you go to sleep or tomorrow morning before you pick up your phone, just set a timer for 1 minute or 3 minutes. Sit down and just be with your breath. Notice your thoughts and gently come back. That's all. See how it feels. It might feel weird. It might feel boring. It might feel calming. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you showed up for yourself. You took a moment to close some of those tabs, and that is essential, powerful first step toward true sustainable wellness. It's not about adding another thing to do. It's about learning a new way to be.